This is the brief on the physical risks of psychiatric restraints. A massive 22-year study out of Denmark just looked at over 24,000 psychiatric inpatients to uncover a hidden, potentially life-threatening side effect of being physically tied down. First, let's talk about what actually happens to the body when it's totally immobilized. You know the warnings about getting a blood clot when you're stuck in the middle seat on a long-haul flight? Well, being physically restrained significantly increases the risk of VTE, which is simply a dangerous blood clot in the veins, acting just like that airplane risk, but vastly intensified. Second, now that we know what the risk is, how often does it happen compared to the alternatives? When comparing mechanical restraints to chemical sedation, physically restrained patients were twice as likely to develop blood clots within 30 days, hitting 3.5 per 1,000 patients compared to 1.7 for sedation. And that danger is super acute right away, because the risk of a clot spikes 4.49 times higher than a patient's normal baseline in just the first 14 days. Finally, with this spiked risk, how panicked should medical professionals actually be? Well, the absolute risk is still statistically low at just 3.5 out of 1,000 patients. But the study concludes this is a crucial wake-up call, highlighting that if hospitals absolutely must use physical restraints, they desperately need to implement preventive strategies for blood clots. Ultimately, while physical restraints in psychiatric care might resolve an immediate crisis, hospitals must take active steps to protect patients from the invisible danger of blood clots they leave behind.